Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're focusing each morning on an ever-present God and kind of working our way through some scriptures from Psalm 139 and reminding each one of us that God is present wherever we are. And there's nowhere that we can hide from His presence. And in today we're looking at God being present from horizon to horizon. And we'll talk a little bit about what I mean by that in just a moment. Psalm 139 verses 9 and 10 say, "If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." I thought about that, and I thought about God's presence being everywhere. And even when we choose to ignore it, even when we don't acknowledge it, He is there. And we talked about rising with the dawn and setting on the far side of the sea. I think about God's presence being with us from the very beginning of our day until the very end of it. That He's always there, that there's nothing that we're going to do today that escapes God's notice. But I also read that and I think about the title I've used for today's devotion is "An Ever-Present God from Horizon to Horizon." That no matter where we travel, no matter where we go, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, God is already there. And when we realize, that was kind of Jonah's attempt, was rather than to go where God wanted him to go, he thought that if I head in the opposite direction, I can escape God's notice. I can outrun Him. I can reach a place that He's not at. And it didn't work for Jonah any more than it would work for us. We often see the old westerns and things, the movies where the heroes will be riding off into the sunset. And so many times we view that as a continuation. It kind of presents an image of they're following the setting sun. They're remaining in a place. When I think about the ever-present God, I think about following in His light. And we kind of ride off into the sunset because as we follow it, we're always with it. When we live life knowing that we can't hide from God. And I suspect that for most of us that are living as Christians, we're trying to live a life that honors God. And I know that's difficult some days. And we're not so much trying to hide from God, but it's those days that we feel that we've escaped His notice. And there probably are times where we would just assume God wasn't watching, but there are likely more times that in our mind we wish that He was. And God's reminder is that He is. That He's always with us. One of the difficulties that we have in life, and for most of us at least, is the difficulty of waiting. This morning, a little later, I'll be able to share in chapel with Christian school about Joshua. And the focus that we're really zeroing in on will be about the patience. The waiting that Joshua did through much of his life in obedience to God. And it wasn't that God wasn't with them. It had more to do with God's plan was different than theirs. And they would often, as Israelites, try to implement their own plans and end up spending years learning the lessons God wanted them to learn. And whether the distance between one horizon and the other in your day to day is long or short, whether it feels long or short, God is there. He's not simply there from the start of your day until the end of your day. He's there beyond that, before the start of your day, after the end of your day. The horizons do not contain Him. And that's the point the psalmist tries to make in Psalm 139, that there is nowhere that God isn't. And living life today, we ought to be encouraged with this very awareness of God's presence. And whether our day brings travel and finds us in different places throughout the day, or whether our day has us pretty much stationary, God's there. And I love the passage that we looked at here in Psalm 139. Not only is He there, but He's there for us. He says, whether I rise in the dawn, whether I settle on the far side of the sea, Your right hand will hold me fast. God is looking out for our good. When He tells us to do good for others, to use words and actions that are for their benefit, He's not giving us instructions that He hasn't done Himself. His words, His actions are designed for our benefit. And His presence is a reminder of that. When the disciples were concerned about Jesus talking of leaving them, He reminds them that it's actually for them, for their good, that He will leave, because it's in His leaving that He sends His Spirit, the Helper, that will be with them, that's not confined to the physical body that Jesus lived on earth in. And so today, from horizon to horizon, we have the presence of God with us. We have His Spirit, we have His Word, we have all that we need to live a life of righteousness. As we pray today, I would encourage you to consider what it would look like to live life more aware of that presence throughout your day. What would it look like to live life more aware of His presence wherever you go? Would it change how you react to situations? Would it change what you say, what you do? Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us Your presence through Your Spirit, through Your Word, that is always with us. Father, I believe one of the reasons that You've told us to hide Your Word in our heart so that that awareness of Your presence would grow, as we would not only know the promptings of Your Spirit, but we would hear Your words as they dwell within us. Father, as we begin our day, as we go through our day, as we reach a point of ending our day, may we recognize You not only have been there, but You were there before we were. And Father, as we live life today, as we recognize Your presence, may we be aware that nothing that we walk into today has caught You by surprise. And whether we find ourselves in situations that we feel we need Your presence, or whether we're in a situation where we don't even think about needing Your presence, may we live with that consistent reminder that You're there anyway. That whether we believe we do or whether we believe we don't, we need Your presence. And in those times when life is going the way we think it ought to go and we don't think about Your presence, may we recognize how wrong we are. That if it's going well according to Your will, according to Your Word, then it's doing so because of Your presence. If it's going well simply because it's what we want, may we realize our need for Your presence to bring us back in line with You. God, today, wherever we roam on this earth, whatever horizon that we find ourselves facing, whether it's a geographical horizon or whether it's the horizon of life, may we know that You are there and that Your right hand will hold us. And Father, as we live with an ever-increasing awareness of Your presence, may we do so in ways that lift up Jesus. May our life reflect Him. May our words honor You as we share Jesus. Father, as we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.